Hello everyone, this is Nudge, and I'm back for the next installment in the iPhone series, part 3. And excuse me for any noises. Можно мне connection with customer? I'm recording this in the morning on Saturday, and well, let's just say that Friday was kind of hectic. It was full of stuff, and I don't think I would want to record a video after all that happened. So, no. But I am recording it now, so, yeah. I hope there's going to be no intervening stuff that's not going to work properly. I haven't tried this updated version of the game yet, but I hope it's going to work. Yeah. Call me stupid for not testing before playing the game. But I've played it on the old version before, and that worked, so this should work. As I already said, this game is called Diced. It's basically I'm just gonna call it Dice Solitaire, or Poker Dice Solitaire, whatever you call that. You have a 5x5 grid, and you try to make straights or five of a kind in the same row or column, or maybe even diagonal. I'm not sure about that one. And it's also, it's not just that, because there's other stuff involved. There's blocks, which I think what happens is it puts in a random die and messes up. What the hell? This audio cable hates me. Messes up your combination. In most cases, it just puts in a random die in a random spot after a few turns. And bombs, which you only have three to start with in the normal game, allows you to, to blow up the surrounding tiles containing an empty spot. You can only put them on an empty spot, unfortunately. So that's going to be a little other thing you can do. I never tried the Zen mode or the Blitz mode, which are basically, Zen mode is no blocks or bombs, and Blitz mode is a lot of it. And I would not want to try Blitz mode, because it is not going to work in my favor. So I'm just going to play a normal game, because usually a normal game takes up more than 30 minutes of my time. Because I am not very good at it, but I'm not that bad either. I mean, okay, it's really easy to get a strategy done, and just because of random blocks intervening, yes, you will lose a lot of your points and everything. But I think I'm just going to play one game, because that's all we need for an explanation. So, as I said in the last recording, just be aware that I'm going to be using Siri to open the app, and so you should cover or do something while I open the app. What the hell is going on here? Why is it? What the hell? I'm doing absolutely nothing, and it's doing, what the hell, computer, or speaker, or audio cable, stop that, it's annoying. Anyway, let's see if I can open the app without it clicking, in 3, 2, 1, hey Siri, open Diced. Okay. Welcome back, 722. This is a Game Center game.
Restart button.
Start.
Exit.
Wait, restart
button.
I'm gonna click exit.
Exit alert. Exit alert.
Because I was in a game, I think. Yep, my audio cable's busted. Let me see what I can do about that. Crap! I don't want the speaker to fall down. Let's see. Oh, it was off the whole time. Okay, let me plug it in completely. No! I didn't want you to do that, you stupid speaker. As you saw there, it connected to my phone through Bluetooth. I don't want that because it doesn't work. Crap, this audio cable sucks.
Exit menu. Current game progress can be resumed. Menu. Button. Yes. Cancel. Cancel. Menu. Button. Menu.
Okay, normal. So we're in the normal menu. The first option is just the
high 1570 vertical line average 870.
High 1570 average 870.
Balance play.
Balance play. That's just the description.
New normal game button.
New normal.
Resume normal game
or
button.
Resume.
Zen mode.
Zen mode.
High 0 vertical line average 0. No blocks. No bombs. New Zen mode game button. Resume Zen mode game. Dimmed. Release mode. High 0 vertical line average 0. Lots of blocks. Lots of bombs. New bits mode game, but resume bits mode game center button.
Game center.
Toggle sound button.
Toggle sound.
Toggle theme button.
Toggle theme, which I don't think does anything.
About button.
And about.
About.
I'm gonna click on about.
About. Why not? About. Heading. About done. Purchases. Heading.
Purchases.
Remove ads. $1.99 button.
$1.99. I thought it was 0 minute. Oh, whatever.
Restore purchases button. About. Heading. Thank you for playing Dice version 1.3.5.2 at 2016 by Agile Tortoise Incorporated. Send feedback right arrow. Rate dice right arrow. More apps right arrow. More apps right arrow. About done. Button.
This developer has made a few more apps for Apple Watch, like Drafts, which is like a note app for the Apple Watch. Which is pretty cool, but I don't really want to pay $4.99 for it. Not that I don't really want to use it to begin with. It's not something I do.
Done.
But I guess a lot of people normal may use it. Okay, I'm just gonna play a new normal game and we'll get started.
Belt, new normal, resume normal, Zen mode, high, zero, no blocks, new Zen mode, resume Zen mode game, release mode, resume,
oh,
resume, Zen mode, resume normal, new normal game, button,
new normal game,
current die, two,
okay,
restart,
so
button.
We have, on the top of the screen, we have a restart button, which just restarts the whole game,
exit, button,
exit, which exits to menu,
score, zero,
score, zero,
empty, row one, column one, select to place two,
and we have all this, we have the, board, from one, row one, column one, to row five,
empty,
column
row five, column five, select to place two,
and
use bomb, three remaining.
Then
button.
We have the bomb button.
Current die, two.
The current die.
Next die, one.
And next die, which is really helpful.
Sound on, button.
Sound on.
Theme, button.
Theme.
Help, button.
And help.
2061-776-4731.
And an ad.
Add close the Google Doc, stop seeing this ad. Add choices. 163. Not interested. Seeing this ad multi. Ad is inappropriate. Add card. We'll try not. Add close the Google Doc. APD. Add close by. APD report.
All the ads.
Empty. Row four. Empty. Next die, one. Sound on. Theme, button. Help, button.
Help.
Help. Help. Heading. Done. Rules. Heading. Place dice on board to make combinations. Completed combinations disappear. Combinations may be horizontal or vertical. Gain ends when no blank spaces remain. Combinations. Heading. Five of a kind. Any value equals 50 points. Five in a row. 1-5 or 2-6. Any direction. Equal 40 points. Special die. Heading. Wild. Can be any value. Bomb. Three per game. Destroy surrounding dice. Blocks. Take too long to make a combination. Blocks appear. Tutorial. Heading. Show tutorial. Button. Show tutorial.
I don't want
button
a tutorial, but that's really cool that you can actually have a tutorial. I never even knew that.
Done. Button.
Anyway, let's
done
get out of here.
Can't die.
So, in this new version, they specifically made it so that the game doesn't lag that much.
Empty. Row 1. Column 2.
But
select to play.
On the side effect of this is that you have to wait a little bit.
Move completed.
Whenever you click
two,
on
row 1. Column 2.
I just put a 2 on row 1, column 2.
Empty. Row 1. Column 1. Select to place 2.
It's still going to say 2, but the current die.
Current die. 1.
Is 1.
Next die,
and
6.
The next one is 6. Now, what my usual strategy is, okay, I don't care if people use my strategy. I don't care. I really don't. I just want some people to... You can make your own strategy, but I'm just going to be using my own, and I'm actually going to tell people how you do it, just because why not? In my case, I have straights going from row 1, row 3, row 4, row 5, and whenever possible, in most cases in row 2, I put all sixes, because why not? So this next one is going to be on row 1, column 1, because I already have a 2 there.
Empty, row 1, column 1, select to place 2. Move completed.
Which is a 1,
one
but...
row 1, 2, empty.
But it's going to
keep
saying
2. Empty, row 1, column 4, select to place 2.
It's going to keep saying the word, it's just going to keep saying 2, even though it's not.
Current die, 6.
6.
Next die, 4.
And 4.
Empty, row 2, column 1, select to place 2.
Okay, so I'm going to play, I'm going to put in the 6.
Move completed.
On row
6, row 2, empty, row 1, column 4, select to place 2.
And it's all 2s, but it's actually...
Current die, 4. Next die, 2.
As you already heard me say.
Score, 0.
So...
Score, 0. 2. 2. Empty. Empty. Row 1. Column 4. Select to place 2.
Put in
move completed.
This.
4. Row 1.
And now, this is actually a real 2.
Empty, 6, empty, row 3, column 2, select place 2.
On row 3, because there's already a 2 on row 1.
Empty, row 3, column 2, select place 2. Move completed.
There's also 1, 2, and a 4.
Current die, 5.
5.
Next die, 4.
4.
Empty.
Okay, so I'm
empty,
put
row
the
1, column 5, select place 2.
On row 1.
Move completed.
And 5,
row 1, empty, row 4, column 4, select, empty, row 3, column 4, select place 2. Current die, 4, empty, row 3, column 4, select place 2. Move completed.
This is kind of disorientating that everything's a 2.
5, row 1, column 5.
It's actually not.
4, empty, 2, 1.
So we need a 3 for that, and we have 2, 4 on row 3.
Current die, 1.
Okay, so now we
empty,
have 2,
row 3,
4,
column
1,
select.
Because I'm going to put this.
Move completed.
On.
Current die, 2.
Oh, and another 2.
Next die, 5.
And another 5. So what we would have 1, 2, 4, 5 on everything. And
empty, row 5, column 2, select, empty, row 4, column 2, exit,
now,
score, 1, row 1, column 1, score, exit,
it doesn't
restart,
tell
restart.
You, but there are blocks that will be happening.
Score, 0, 1, 2, empty, row 4, column 2, select place 2.
So I'm going to put this 2 there.
Move completed, current die, 5.
And there's a 5,
empty, row 4, column 5, select, empty, row 3, column 5, select place 2. Move completed.
So we have 5, 5
row
4,
three,
2, 1.
4, empty, 2, 1.
On both row 1 and row 3, as well as a 2 on row 4, and we have 1, 6.
Current die, 5.
Now we have another 5, which we can put on row 4.
Next die, 5.
And another 5, which we can put on row 5.
Empty, row 5, empty, row 4, column 5, select place 2.
On.
Move completed, empty, row 5, column 5, select place 2.
So we are full of 5s. There's 5s everywhere. So if we get another 5, we're kind of screwed. There are other options which we can use to actually make it so that we can sacrifice a row without having problems. So I'm gonna hope to God that we have a 3 somewhere.
Can't die, 2.
Oh God. Okay, so we can put our last 2 on row 5.
Next die, wild.
And we have a wild which is gonna be put on row 1.
Empty, row 5, column 2, select place 2.
So I'm going to put 2 there.
Move completed, 4, row 1,
and
column 4.
Now,
empty, row 1, column 3, select place 2.
Here, and
new score, 40. Move completed, empty,
40.
Row.
Okay, so we have row 1 cleared. Row 2 has a 6. Row 3 has 1, 2, 4, 5. Row 4 and row 5 both have 2s and 5s.
Current die, 1.
We have a 1.
Next die, 6.
And a 6. Okay, so I'm going to put this, put these. I'm going to put the 1 on row 4, because that's, well, row 4 or row 5, it doesn't really matter, but I'm going to put it on row 4.
Empty, row 4, column 1, select place 2. Move completed.
And I'm going to put the
6
on row
2. 6, row 2, column 1, empty, row 2, column 2, select place 2. 2, row 3, column 2, empty, row 2, column 2, select place 2. Move completed. Current die, 6. Current die, 6.
That's another 6.
Next die, 4.
And a 4.
Empty, row 2, column 3, select 6, row 6, 6, empty.
So 3 sixes so far. We have a 4 next, which I'm going to put on. We have a 1, 2, 5, so I'm going to put that on row 4.
Empty, row 5, column 4, select a place 2. Empty, row 4, column 3, select a place. Empty, row 4, column 4, select a place 2. Current die, 4, empty, row 4, column 4. Move completed.
So we have 1, 2, 4, 5.
2, 1, 2, empty, 4, 5.
On row, what is this? 3 and 4, and we just have 2 and 5 on row 5. So again, we need 3s.
Current die, 2.
We have another 2. Which we can put on row 1, because that's the only one we have and put on.
Next die, 6.
And a last, and another 6.
Empty, row 1, column 2,
so
select.
I'm going to put the 2 there.
Move completed.
And I'm
4, row 3, empty, row 2, column 4, select place 2.
Here.
Move completed.
So we need
6.
One more 6.
6. Current die, 1.
1. I'm going to put that on row 5, because then there'll be 1, 2, 5.
Next die, 2.
And another 2. Okay. This is where things get hard. Because I have almost every row cleared up, except for row 1. Which means row 1 is going to be a temporary holder for all 2s. Because there's no other way to put them there. So I'm gonna try and get a 5 of kind of 2s before I can continue. And if that doesn't work, I'm screwed. If there's anything else I can do, which I can't, so.
2, empty, row 5, column 1, select place 2.
Here.
Move completed.
It's a 1.
2, 1.
And now the two,
two row
I'm
one,
have
column
to
two,
put
empty,
on
row one.
Row two, row one, column one.
Two, empty, row one, column one. Select a place. Move
this
completed.
This really is a two.
Two, empty.
Okay.
Current die, five.
Next we have five. Now this is what I was fearing of, because there is no way for me to do this. There is just no way. So, what can I do? I really don't know. We have four sixes, two two, 1 2 4 5, 1 2 4 5, and 1 2 5. So no, we don't have any other way. I'm gonna have to explode a bomb near row five, because that will clear the selected die off the board, but it will also destroy a few of my dice, so I'm gonna be able to rebuild them, which is a good thing. So I'm gonna use
sound
my
on
bomb.
Button. Use bomb, three remaining.
Here.
Use bomb, three remaining.
You can also
cancel bomb button.
Yeah, you can also cancel in this new version. So I'm gonna click
current die,
on
bomb. Empty,
this,
row five, column three, select a place two.
And I'm going to click on it, and it will
move completed. Empty.
Click. And now
empty, right one.
We have
one, row four, column one, empty, 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 five, row four,
one,
empty, 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 five.
Five on each one. So we have 2 2, 6 6 6 6, 1 2 4 5, 1 5, and 1 5. So yeah.
Current die, five.
Now we have a fruitcaking five again. This is going to be another problem, because really, I'm going to have to use another bomb, because without that, I'm screwed, because everything else is covered up. I'm going to put this on row 5, column 4, so that we'll be able to get rid of the last 5s, so that this doesn't happen again, hopefully.
Next die, 6.
And our next die is going to be a 6, so we're going to free row 2 up. But that doesn't mean that we're going to be able to use it for anything but sixes.
Use bomb, two remaining.
I'm going to click
button.
This.
Use bomb. Five, row five, column empty, row five.
Here.
Move completed.
Because there is
empty,
no
row
other
five,
choice.
Four.
Now.
Use bomb, four, empty, empty, one, row five.
What the hell?
Empty, one.
Screw you, game. That is what happens when you don't make a match in time. You get a random thing.
Five, four, empty, one, empty. Six, empty, two.
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna put the six there, but I really am screwed at this point. I'm gonna have to use my last bomb to get rid of that stupid four. And then maybe I'll be able to continue on. So, yeah,
use
as you
one
can see, this
button.
Is really luck based.
Use on one and four, row
I'm
five,
gonna
empty.
Get rid of this. I actually don't
empty,
know
row
if
five.
I would have wanted to do
current
that,
die, wild.
Because now there's... Oh, okay,
empty,
good.
Row two, column five,
so
select.
I can just do that.
Use. Four, 90.
90.
Move complete, exit,
okay,
score,
now we
10
have
moves, two, two,
two.
Empty, empty, empty.
Yeah, now it says 10 moves onto max block.
Empty, empty, empty,
we
row two.
We have row two empty.
One, two, empty,
one,
two,
four,
five.
Five.
One, empty, empty, one, empty, empty, empty.
On every single one of those. So.
Current die, five.
Now we're going to put the fives back in. On row 4 first.
Empty, row 5, column 5, select a place 1,
no.
5, row 3, column, empty, row 4, column 5, select a place 6.
6?
Current die, 5,
what?
Empty, row 4, column 5, select a place 6, empty, row 4, column 4, select a place 5.
This doesn't
empty,
make sense.
Empty, row 4, column 3, select a place 2.
What the hell is happening?
Empty, row 4, column 2, select a place 5.
What is this? This is not exactly, intuitive. The die is the same, but the whole board is like scrambled full of select to place and then random crap.
Empty, 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 row 4, column 5, select to place 6.
For this case, it's gonna be a 6.
Current die, 5, next die, 4.
It's not.
Empty, row 4, column 5, select to place 6.
So it really is a 5.
5, row 4.
Now we have 1 5, and we have a 4 here, I think.
Current die, 4.
4. Yeah, 4, I can only put on row 4.
Next die, 3.
And there's a 3, which means I can free up row 3.
5, row 4, column 5.
So I'm
empty,
put
row 4.
The 4.
Or column 4, select a place 5.
Which is supposed to be a 5 this time, which is weird as hell.
Move completed.
And the 3
empty,
will
empty,
go
empty, row 2, column 3, select empty, row 3, column 3,
3
select.
Column 3.
New score, 130. Loop, empty, row 3.
So now we have two twos, no sixes, row 3 complete, row 3 empty. Row 4 is, I think it's just 1, and row 5 has 1, 4, 5 on it.
Current die, 6.
So now we're going to start putting some sixes on.
Next die,
two.
4.
And row 2, I'm gonna put the 4 on row 4, because that doesn't have a 4 yet. So,
two, empty, row 2, column 1, select place 5.
6, which is supposed to be a 5 this time.
Move completed.
And I'm gonna put the
empty, 4, row 4, column 4.
Wait, what?
Empty, empty, 4, 5.
Oh, okay, yeah.
1, empty, empty.
I confused
empty.
The two, but that's where I'm going to put it. I'm going to put it on row 4.
Empty, row 5, column 4, select to place wild.
Which is supposed to be a wild, but it's not.
Current die, 4. Next die, 4.
But seriously, why the hell does it do that? Anyway, the next 4 I'm going to have to put on row 3. Because I have
empty,
no
row 5,
choice.
Column 4, select to place wild. Move completed. Empty, row 3. 4, row 4, row 4, empty, row 3, column 4, select to place 6.
This case is going to be
current
a 6.
Die, 4, 4, row 4,
this
empty, empty,
south.
Empty, row 3, column
anyway,
4, select.
I'm going to put the 4 there.
Move completed.
Now our board standings
4,
are
row 5.
Row 1 has 2 2s, row 2 has 1 6, row 3 just has a 4, row 4 has 1 4 5, and row 5 has, I think it's just 1 4.
Current die, 5.
The next 5 is going to be on row 5, because everything's going to have 1, 4, 5 on it.
Next die, 4.
And the next one is another 4. What can I do? 4, 4, 4. Yep. I am screwed. All I have to do, or all I can do, is to make row 3, as well as row 1, a sacrifice thing. This time, I'm going to make it a sacrifice for 4s. So row 1 has 2s, which it's only got 1 of. And row 3 is going to have 4s instead. So, I'm going to put the... What's this?
Current die, 5.
5 on row 4.
5, row 4, column 5.
I mean row 5.
4, row 5, empty, row
over
5,
here.
Column 5. Select to place 1. Move completed.
This is supposed to be a wild
5,
design.
Row 5, empty, row 3,
and
column 5. Select 4, row 3, column 4.
Put the 4...
Empty, row 3, column 5. Select to place 6. 4, empty, row 3, column 3. Select to place 6.
Is there any logic behind this?
Current die, 4, 4. Empty, row 2, column 4, empty, row 3, column 3.
Anyway, I'm going to put the 4 there.
Move completed.
So we have...
5 moves at the next block. 2, row 2, empty, empty, empty.
2 2s, 1 6, 2 4s, 1 4 5, 1 4 5. I am really in danger of having problems going on here.
Use bomb, 0 remaining.
I have no bombs left, and there's going to be a block coming down, which means it may destroy one of my columns.
Current die, 1.
Rows. Okay, 1 I can't do anything with. But seriously, I can't, because there is just no way. I'm going to have to ruin one of my rows. There's nothing I can do, because each one of them has a 1. And row 3 and row 1 are sacrifice rows, so... yeah, I'm screwed with this one. I'm going to ruin row 5. And I'm going to have 1, 4, 5 on row 4.
1, row 5, empty, 4, row 5, row 5, 1, row, empty, 4, 5.
Yeah, each one has 1, 4, 5.
1, row 5, empty,
so
row...
So I'm going to put the 1 there.
1, empty, row...
And hopefully...
We completed.
Hopefully have some kind of chance to be able...
1, row 5, column 2.
...to get through with the 1, 4, 5. Or to sacrifice... that many 2s or 4s to be able to free up those rows.
Current die, 5.
So we have a 5 again. Oh god, wait. No. That means... wait, I can just put that in the row which is not going to be used, which is row 5 this time. So, yeah. I guess that is one thing you can do with the rows that you're never going to use anymore, so use junk put junk dice there. So, yeah, I'm going to have to put the 5 there.
Current die, 5. Empty. Current die. Next die.
Next
4.
Next die is going to be a 4, so I'm going to put that on the 4. The 4 block. The 3.
1. Row 5. 1. 1. Empty.
So I'm going to put the 5 here, and I'm going to put the 4.
Empty. Row 3. Column 5. Select to place 6. 4. 4. Empty.
I'm going to put the 4 over here.
Current die. Wild.
The next die is a wild, Which I'm gonna put. Where should I put it?
Next die, 5.
I don't exactly know. I'm going to put.
5, row 5, column 3. Empty, row 4.
On row.
5, row 5, empty, row 4, column 2, select.
4, because that's practically the only one we have functioning at this point.
Move completed. Use on, 0 remaining. 1, 1, 5, 4, 5. Use on, 0.
Oh.
Current die, 5.
Wait. Current die, 5. No. That means row 5 screwed. Row 4 is screwed. Row 3, oh my god, wait. This means I'm gonna have to sacrifice. I'm gonna try and sacrifice row 1. So I'm gonna have 3 4s on row 1, row 3. Maybe 1 or 2 6s on row 2 at this point. And 1 wild 4 5 on row 4. So only rows 2, 3, and 4 are going to function at all, and row 4 is a sacrifice. I mean, row 3 is a sacrifice for 4s.
1 movement, 2, wait. Row 1, column 2,
so
2,
I'm gonna
2,
put
empty.
This over here.
Move completed.
Oh, great. Wait, what did it do?
2, 10
movement. Don't tell me it screwed something up, because if it did, then I'm screwed completely.
2, 2, 5, 1, empty.
Oh, good. Okay, just put a junk die there, which means I have one empty space for a junk die here. And I have no more left.
Current die, 5.
Current die is a 5, which means it's going to clear up that. Which means row 1 and row 5 are basically completely filled, full, and you can't do anything with them.
Next die, 4.
And next is going to be a 4, which is going to help. So,
10 moves, empty, row 1, column 5, select,
put this
1, empty.
Here. And the 4 will go.
6, empty, 4, 4, 4, empty.
Here.
Move completed. 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, empty.
And what else do we have?
Current die, 2.
A 2, which is not exactly something we want now, is it? Wait. Does that mean anything? Because there is no way I am making this through. If I would have put the wild on 3, on row 3, I would have been able to make it. I mean, row 4. But no, I put it on 2. Which means.
English, you, 1, row English, Australia, wild, empty, row, wild.
Over here.
Empty, row 4, column 3.
I'm gonna have to either sacrifice row 3, which I'm not doing, or row 4, which I must do, because there is just no other way. And if I do this, I am basically screwed. No.
4, row 4, 5, 4, empty.
Yeah, there is no way. I have, like, the 6s, which I only have one of, and the 4 4s. So if there's anything that I get that's not a 4, I am gonna have to screw one of the. I'm gonna try and screw row 2 over, so that I'll get some more free chances to be able to get set up something at least.
Wild, empty.
So let's put this on.
Move completed.
And hopefully.
2, row 4, current die, 3.
3. Yeah, I would want that, but now I can't get it.
Next die, 5.
And next die is a 5. Which means I'm gonna have to put all those onto row 2, because there is no 4s.
2, row 1, column 1.
That is all we need.
7, 2, 2, 5, 1, 5, 6. Empty.
So I'm going to have to put
move
these
three,
two over here.
Empty. Move completed.
And now, if these last two are not fours, or one of them is not a four, I am screwed.
Current die, 6. Next die, 3.
Yep.
Empty. Row 2, column 4. Select.
I am screwed completely.
Empty. Move.
And
three.
So now, row 1, row 2, I think row 4, and row 5 is completely filled. If this last die is not a 4, I am screwed.
Current die, 6.
Which of course it's
next
not.
Die, 2. 4. Row 3. Column 5. 1. Row 4.
So,
4. 4. 4. 4. Empty.
Yep. That's all.
130.
130 is the worst score ever. But seriously, they made me use the bombs at the beginning of the game, and there was, like, way too many problems. But at least now you know what my strategy is.
Replay. Button. Menu. Button.
I don't know. I want to save myself some time and not replay this. I think you get everything. Not that you are not... You will be determined to get a better score than I just got there, because that was pathetic as hell. But there is no... Like, I really don't want to make this a longer recording, because if I do, then I may get a really good score, but again, I would also make this thing go on for an hour, which is not what I want, because there's way too many things I need to do, as well as recording tomorrow's episode, or whatever this is. I'm going to do that tomorrow, of course, but I will have to do a lot of other things in the meantime, so I think that's all for this. I hope you got everything, and...
Share button. Menu. Share
oh,
button.
You can actually share your screen. Okay. Well, anyway.
Utilities.
That's all for the game Diced. And I know I was really bad at this, but again, random blocks are to be expected. I hate this audio cable so much. Crap. Well, anyway. So tomorrow, we'll be going for Fruit Pot, which I am not resaying the statistics of, because I've actually grinded pretty hard. I'm really close to the end. I still have a lot of shops to go, for those who actually play the game and know what I'm talking about. I think the next one that I'm going to be going for is either the antique shop or the luxury watches, and that is going to cost me about 60 grand. If not more. So, yeah. But, maybe, just maybe, I'll be able to get a lot of chips from somewhere. But we'll talk about that once we actually get into playing the game. I really don't know where to end it. Where to end that recording, though, because Fruit Pot is a fruit machine. It doesn't exactly have an end, unless you get zero chips, in which case you just reset to 100 after a certain amount of time. But there is no way I'm resetting to 100, because I keep getting chips to begin with. I'm up to 15,000 at this point. But I still need about 60 to get all the items in the next shop, which I don't know what I'm going to be getting. I mean, my chip counter is going really slowly, especially because I barely have any nudges left. But again, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm just going to save you the trouble tomorrow and talk about everything as we go. So yeah, that was Diced. I hope you enjoyed, and my audio cable's kind of screwed up. Why the hell does it do that? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for watching, and have a good day.